Alright, let's go.
Let's do it.
Alright. Grab these topics here. Get in the groove.
Yes.
Should have brought a drink. Shit. Nice. Man, I should write down the intro for the show.
You should.
Keep forgetting.
Something to the extent of welcome to this thing on the thing.
The thing with the click and the make and the speak and the go.
Yes.
With the games. Alright. Oh, it's so fucking warm in here. One second.
Welcome to your local Weathercast podcast. With your host today, Tim Hedgefield, and he's fucking hot. And I'm not saying that because I'm gay, but because it's very hot outside today.
It's the truth. Did you see that guy on Flubber who does his own weather reports every day?
In new.
It's like some guy in Friesland. He goes out to some farm and then he records his own weather forecast, posts on YouTube.
Awesome.
This is great.
What I always wanted to see.
Yeah. Well, everybody has their hobby, I suppose.
That is true.
Alright, welcome to episode 3 of Might Be Creative. This is going to be a short one, because it's like a million degrees out there. So,
yes.
Let's get right to it.
What the fuck happened? We were on a roll. We had...
Yeah.
It's 2 episodes.
Sort of. Yeah, I don't know if that counts, but... Yeah, well, we missed a week. Sorry.
And 2, I think, maybe. It was 1 week, 2 weeks. A week and a half,
let's say that. Alright. Yeah,
okay, now, let's go back in the past and post this.
Yes, ooh, that's a good idea, actually. WordPress can do that.
Oh yeah, no one will know.
No one has to know, because no one listens to this shit. Well, 2 people, maybe.
Yes, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, it's just fun.
I don't know, but if someone were to, like, normalize the previous part of this, he's gonna hear children playing in the background. So I hope no perverts are listening, because that would be creepy.
It's not good, no. Thankfully, there's no kids in the neighbor's yard here either, because that would be terrible. I couldn't have my window open and I would surely die out here. Alright, man. So what's been up? You finally got your new laptop?
Oh shit, yay.
Yeah.
I got it like last week, maybe somewhere, I guess.
Yeah. So how's it been working out for you?
It's pretty good, pretty good.
Cool.
And also I got some gripes, I'm saying. It's kind of sucky at some parts.
Laptop gripes.
Yeah. So, first off, it's pretty good. I mean, I can play new games finally again.
Yeah, finally.
Finally, I can play TF2 again with a decent FPS.
Sweet. Did you find any new weapons yet, by the way?
Yeah, some dumb shit. First reaction was, when I played TF2 again, was... My god. This game has become really dumb. And it's true, but
yeah, it's not the best. Well, at least now you still get rewarded even when you die a lot. So I guess it's good in some ways.
Yeah, I guess. I guess I'm waiting for getting a jar full of piss.
Yeah, that's the jackpot right there.
Yeah, once you've achieved that, you basically can stop playing the game.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, this laptop, it has some really dumb stuff. Like, it keeps forgetting my BIOS, basic input-output system settings. And it sucks. Because This one doesn't have any media keys, like special keys. It's like on the F7 till F12 keys.
Right.
But for some reason, Dell decided that the default setting would be that your media keys go before your function keys. So you can no longer press Alt F4, but you'd have to press Alt Function F4.
Cumbersome.
So I can change that setting, but every once in a while it just forgets it. So then I'm in Windows and I'm like, ah, fuck this, whatever I'm looking at, Alt F4, and it doesn't work, and it reset it again. So I need to reboot.
That sucks, man.
And the drivers work like shit. Well, at least on Windows 7.
Yeah. Probably Windows 7,
If I install the drivers for the audio, and I insert, like, speakers or whatever, and at the same time I have my, like, volume control thingy open, you know, just the mixer slider thing,
yeah,
then Windows just crashes.
What?
Or it just freezes.
Dumb.
So I uninstalled that, and now it's using the standard Windows or Microsoft crap, and it works fine.
Ah, that's awesome.
And my Catalyst Control Center does no longer work. The drivers are still there, and it works fine, but I can no longer change my my video settings. So now it's on the standard, like, ugly color settings that most laptops are on. If you see laptops, usually they're like, I don't know, looks so ugly.
Yeah, it's like, so washed out, and there's no color.
Yeah, exactly. There's no color, and it's also usually really weird. It's like the contrast is off, so everything is like really whitish, and then it's like only a few shades of color.
Super dumb. Yeah.
But no, so now I can't change that setting anymore because it, for some reason, it fucked up. But can't other than is that,
pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
Cool.
I like this new LED screen. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's nice. What's the maximum resolution for that?
It's really weird because it's a 16:9 screen, so that's 1366 by 786.
Right, that's real easy to remember.
Yeah, so there's a lot of games don't support it for some reason. They do support 16:10, like what my previous laptop was, but not 16:9, which is strange because I expect people to run on their TVs. Oh wait, TVs are 16:10 as well.
I don't know, are they?
The movies are 16:9, but the screens are 16:10. Because you always see the black bars.
That's true. Weird. Anyway. I think my screen supports all three, so I'm good either way.
Good enough.
Yeah.
But
it's so crappy when games don't support widescreen resolutions and you have those black bars on the side of the screen. It's so ugly.
What sucks even more, if I see people playing on a laptop and they do not set, like, turn NVIDIA scaling or whatever it's called for ATI.
Yeah.
Turning that off. So they actually stretch a 4:3 viewport to their entire screen. So it's really...
Yeah.
Stretched. It's really ugly.
Blah.
Mm-hmm. But this is a cool laptop. It looks good. I really like it. It's a fancy charger light. And this is also really nice. It doesn't have... The only light that's there is if you plug in your AC adapter. And even now it's off while it's plugged in. And that's the only light you see. So I'm really digging that. Yeah. So I can turn this thing on at night, and the only light I see is from the AC adapter. Oh, and the power on button thing.
Yeah, sometimes it flashes.
That's better than like the 600 lights that were on my old Acer.
Yeah, definitely. My laptop still has that, but it has a stealth setting, they call it. If you press, I think it's function key and then F12, it turns off all the lights except the indicator that the processor is doing something. So,
oh, this is pretty sweet.
Complete blackout as well. The laptop itself is black too, so it blends in. It's pretty cool.
Sweet.
Yeah. I actually upgraded my BIOS last week too, to finally fix the jet engines they installed for the fan for the graphics card. It's so good now. It doesn't power on every 15 minutes and doesn't sound like a vacuum cleaner anymore. So that's good.
Sweet. This thing is also really, really quiet. I'm really digging it.
Yeah. I noticed that a couple of days ago it started kind of rasping, this fan, so I was afraid that was because of the BIOS upgrade, but it turns out I took off the bottom panel to look at the fan on the graphics card, and it turns out that, you know, the graphics card is like in the top left of the laptop, so wherever I pick it up, I put my hand on there, and the fan cover, you know, the little metal thingy that goes over the fan, mm-hmm. it had sort of bent in where I grab it, so the fan was rasping up against that.
Well, that's bad. So,
yeah, that wasn't not very good. But I tried to bend it back, and it hasn't rasped since. So I think I fixed it.
Well, that's good.
Thank God.
Otherwise, that would have been worse. It's really strange. This laptop almost does not emit heat.
Wow. Like,
it does get warm, but if you like hold your hand on the only exit it has for air, it's not warm. It's like, oh, it's nice summer breeze.
Wow. It's Have you tried it while playing a game yet?
Yeah, it still doesn't it's strange.
Wow.
It basically if I play the last week, whenever I got this, I've been playing Far Cry 2 mostly. On most settings on medium and some on high, and it still runs fine. And basically, when it's doing that, it's pretty much as hot as it is right now.
Wow.
Just being in Windows. So either it's really,
really
hot always, or it never gets hot.
Wow. That's cool. If I'm playing Crysis or something and I stick my hand in front of the exhaust, it's like, gone.
Goodbye, hand. Just
burned off. Not very convenient. I gotta keep remembering not to place stuff next to it for fear it's gonna melt or something. I accidentally left my tablet pen next to it for like half an hour, and I picked it up and it was like scorching hot. I'm like, it's not good.
Oops.
Gotta watch out for that.
Yeah.
But speaking of heat, it keeps getting warmer in here, so let's go right ahead to our topics. We said a couple weeks back we'd review Sims 3, but I think we've both gotten a little bored with that game, so we won't spend too much time on that.
Basically stopped playing right after the podcast. I was like,
yeah. I think Scott Kurtz tweeted something that I think is very accurate. He said, play The Sims 3, made Brent and Jade, which is RS cartoon characters, used money cheat, bought them nice house, made them do it, saved, quit, I'll probably never play again. Which that pretty much sums up my experience with Sims 3 as well.
Difference is I did never cheat.
Oh, how noble.
I know. And that was incredibly, incredibly boring.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like they polished up all the little things and there's like no loading times, which is really nice. You can just walk around the town and go everywhere without loading and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But like, there's not really any time left to do anything once you get a job.
That's true. Did you play a single character, by the way?
Yes, I did.
I think that's the main problem.
Yeah, sure.
Because I played it with one character as well, and basically, then if he or she goes to work, you're left doing absolutely nothing because that's
can't
the only character.
Shit. Yeah, and then he comes back from work, and you have to clean the kitchen and cook dinner, which takes for fucking ever. And then go to the toilet and go to sleep, and then next morning it's get up, make breakfast, shower, go to work, repeat.
Exactly. Which sucks.
Terrible, yeah.
Basically, the way I feel about it is it's exactly like The Sims 2,
yeah,
but polished with new cool stuff in it, which is pretty cool, pretty good. But it's missing all the expansion pack crap that they did with The Sims 2.
Yeah, it's so dumb that they keep stripping that shit out so that they can sell it later.
Exactly.
This is like the third game they're doing this. Just give us pets or something at least, you know?
Yeah.
Some of the basic stuff.
I really understand why they would do it, very simply, because of money. But
of course.
That's why I would say you might as well play The Sims 2 with all the expansion pack crap.
Yeah.
Because then you might have more fun than
pretty much the same, yeah. Maybe get some mods to extend the functionality, more Sims 3-like things than you're set.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, it doesn't look that much better, really.
I don't know. I actually like the style of The Sims 2 more than the one of Sims 3. For the reason that they look really dumb and creepy.
Yeah. It's too much sort of fake realism. It's kind of creepy.
Exactly. The fact in Sims 2 they look cartoony. But now they look semi-realistic.
Yeah, it's sort of a mix. It's
just dumb.
Yeah, it's weird. I love that they kept those random loading messages. You notice that? When the load, they have all these bullshit things.
Exactly. That's pretty funny.
It's always pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else. They've got a couple new features. I don't know if you've really explored that. Now you can, when you put together your sim, based on his traits, you also get like a lifetime wish that you have to fulfill, and all the little wishes that keep popping up.
Mm-hmm.
But it sort of turns into this wish management scoring game, really. You just, like, a wish pops up, and it's like, oh, I'll do that, and then you get, I don't know, 500 points towards some sort of dumb bonus.
Oh, you want a telescope? Okay. Oh, now he wants a book. Okay. Yeah, now sure. He wants a better kitchen. Okay.
All right. Skip work. Sure. Okay. Make out with the neighbor. Sure. All right.
Wait, what?
That was sort of my play I was running. It was, I had one sim that I controlled myself. I was living in one of those houses, and then I made another, put it in the house next to it, and sort of tried to get them together. But like the moment they were together, it stopped being interesting. So. Especially when at some point I was downtown at some bookstore buying some new books, and I went outside and I ran into that neighbor, and so we hung out there. We sat on a bench, we talked a little bit. I pressed fast forward, just kept chatting, and then some weird thing happened. I don't know exactly what he. My guy tried to make out with some other chick. I don't know what happened. And then suddenly we had a falling out. There was some fight. And then I think one of the wishes that popped up was your sim wants to apologize to the girl he was trying to date then. So I'm like, okay, let's try that. I go over to her house. I looking through all the conversation options, because there's like millions now that you can do.
Yeah.
And under the romance option was admit that you had cheated. And I was like, what? I didn't cheat. What's this? Well, I guess that's what I have to admit and apologize then, I suppose. So let's do that. And I clicked it, and she got even madder. And I was like, what? That's not real. Come on.
Well, you fucked up.
Yep. So I reloaded, went back. Wasn't going to mess up that relationship.
I didn't even get to relationships a lot. Like, okay, I'm adding this new character, and just fun, now they're talking, and they're starting to like each other. Okay.
Awesome. And yeah, there's not even like any nuance where you have to guess if she likes you or not. It's just like you start talking to them, and a pop-up comes up, says, she likes you, or she thinks you're being social or funny or whatever it is you're talking about at that time. There's, like, no challenge. You can be friends with anyone.
Yeah, that's pretty much the same same for me. So, yeah. Everyone's like, oh, hello, blah, blah, blah.
are you doing?
Unless you make an interesting character, I guess. Because I make my character, like, I don't know, over-emotional and enthusiastic and all kind of crap. So even, like, he would find a dog turd on the sidewalk and he'd get excited.
So you have a mentally unstable person.
Yeah, that was actually pretty funny. Although, after about 5 minutes, it really got irritating. That he would get excited over every single thing that happened.
Yeah. Ooh, the newspaper, yay! Bills, yay!
Hooray!
The shower broke, yay!
Also, I forgot to pay the bills one time. And I was like, oh shit, now that... I don't know what it's called, like the repo man or the repro man.
Yeah.
And he starts stealing your shit. And I was like, no, you don't, bitch. And I deleted the door. And then the guy teleported into my house.
What?
And then I was like, oh shit, there goes my computer that I just bought. Oh, or my TV or all the other expensive crap.
Oh no.
And then what he did was walk to the kitchen and steal a chair.
What? Why do you need a chair?
And then he was gone. The bill was like $20, so...
Well, should have paid.
Yeah, and
what's the moral of the story? Should have paid the bills.
Yep.
Always pay your bills.
But that was pretty dumb. And although I like being able to finally go into other people's houses and stuff. Like,
yeah, that's pretty cool.
Like inviting yourself over and eating from their fridge, taking a crap in their toilet.
Yeah, and you can just stop by or go to the park and join someone in a picnic or something. You got a lot more options, although in the town there wasn't really that much to do.
No. The game would have been more fun if you didn't have to work. Then it'd be like, oh, I'm going to experience all this crap. Well, no, you're not. You're working.
Yeah, because like, you can buy guitars or computers or repaint the walls, but like, what's the point, really? You're just there for like 2 hours, cooking dinner and going to bed, and then it's back to work.
Exactly. It's pretty dumb. But
although I did like that they have a system where you can get ahead in your job. You have like a couple of options if you want to work hard or slack off or run errands for the boss, and you have to exit your job prematurely and run across town and invite someone to dinner or deliver some files. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But it was like, if you choose work hard, and then it's like, oh shit, he's getting stressed. You press whatever, the chill out.
Yeah.
And then the stress is like, gone. Work hard again. Oh, stress, change it.
Yeah. So it's not a great system.
Still, the idea is pretty cool.
Yeah. I kept it on running errands for the boss a lot, and this ended up that I, like, after 3 or 4 days, he was in love with the boss, and I'm like, no,
what?
This is not happening. Oops. Stop it.
I'm quitting this job.
Yeah, didn't help that she was married as well. That was kind of weird.
My guy, his life wish was top secret agent.
Ah, cool.
And then I was like, after a while, no, that sucks. I don't want to do that anymore. And then you can't change it, so...
Yeah, you'd have to get a lot of bonus points for, like, completing wishes and doing things that he wants to do. And then I think one of the perks is that you can change your lifetime wish.
Yeah, but that's it's like, a lot of work.
Yeah, it's like a gazillion points, so I was like, no, never mind.
No.
I bought the perk where your friends never become like distant friends. So if you ignore them for weeks, they don't start hating you. That was a very useful perk.
Yeah, that's the problem I had in The Sims 2 because I was lazy as fuck. And it was so much work. It was the game was more like keep up with your friends, and stay in touch, than really playing whatever.
Yeah, you have to call them every other day and invite them over sometime. It's bleh.
Exactly. So
I'll do that in real life.
I guess it's not really my cup of tea.
No.
For a few days.
Yeah, it's fun for a little while, I suppose.
But then it's meh.
I guess we're more guys for brutal action and shootouts.
Yes.
Good. Yes. So, well, I still have to get prototypes sometime. I've heard that's a pretty good game. It's too bad they don't have Infamous for PC, actually. It's
As I heard, Infamous is kind of like
It's pretty much the same game. Different. Some things are better, some things are worse. I don't know. Would like to check it out.
Let's
try a prototype. Have you played a lot of prototype yet?
No, I played about maybe an hour.
Yeah.
And not even on this machine. So.
Nah, here it gets pretty repetitive. But
yeah, it's. Well, I think it's gonna be fun for a couple of hours, and then you're like, okay, this is still the same.
Karate kicking a chopper again, boo.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Been there, done that.
You were like, let's try out this game, okay. Oh, I can run. Oh, I accidentally run in against a building. Now I'm running up beside it, and I'm running
up
the building. Awesome. Oh shit, the helicopter. What am I gonna do? Oh, I'll just run towards it and kick it out of the sky. Okay.
Sweet.
And then the game, eventually later, the game said like, to take out helicopters, you pick up stuff and you throw it at them. Like an air conditioning unit on top of a roof.
Right.
No.
Why would you do that?
You run just and kick it. That's what you should do.
Yeah.
Also, it's fun picking up people on the street. You just run past them and you're like, grab!
Oh, sweet.
And then they're like, oh no.
Toss.
Oh, no. Like a rag doll. And then you toss them like right into a crowd or against a car or against a wall.
Sweet.
And you
rampage.
It's also pretty cool. If you jump over a car and you pick it up at the same second, it like he like does a somersault and picks the car up from beneath him, like keeps spinning and then chucks it over his head again.
What?
Like whoop.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So it's pretty cool having superpowers and shit. It's the only game that I voluntarily kill innocent bystanders. In GTA, it was like, oh, these people are just retarded. They can't help it. I can't shoot them. But in this game, it's like, well, fuck this shit. I'm awesome.
Kill them.
I'm just going to kill.
Great. Sounds like a game for me. I think that was Penny Arcade's only selling point for the game. They're like, you might be on the fence about buying Prototype. Well, let me tell you this. You can karate kick choppers. What more do you want? That's true.
That's an instant buy right there.
Absolutely. Selling point.
That's awesome.
If the game was just only karate kicking choppers and nothing else, I would have still played it.
Probably, yes.
Pretty good.
So,
but first I'll take a look at Call of Juarez, number 2, actually.
Yeah, Call of Juarez, Bound in Blood.
Yeah, it's got a... I'll have it pretty soon, I think. You already have it. Played a little bit of it, so...
Mm-hmm.
I think we can do a review of that for one of the next episodes.
I guess.
Yeah.
Probably in the next episode, because I don't know what else to talk about.
Yeah.
Oh, Far Cry 2.
Maybe. Yeah, we could do Far Cry 2, too. 2. Yeah. Alright.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay, that was dumb. Alright.
Yeah.
So shall we wrap it up?
Yeah, we didn't miss anything of our, like, 2-sentence-long
list. No, I don't think so. We pretty much covered everything.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's a short one.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right. Well,
so.
See you next week.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Probably. Yes, let's we will.
That. Yes.
Yes.
Right. If you promise things, it seems to work.
Yeah, we thought. Last time. Maybe it was the first time we said that we would do it.
Yeah. And the second time we were a little vague about it, and well, see what happens.
Yeah.
All right, so...
We'll just have to promise.
Yeah, next week.
Scout's honor.
Definitely. Because you're done with sophomore year now too, right? So we got technically all the time in the world now.
Technically.
Aside from playing games and twittering. All that sort of stuff.
All the important stuff in life.
Exactly. Alright, well, let's wrap it up.
There we go. Yes.
Good show. See you next week. More words like glorious, glamorous.
in that old stand.